Okay, get serious now.
Okay, we're on.
We're on.
Hello, my name is Michelle Moross.
And I'm Brian Swanson.
We are Denim and Pearls. We are Business Casual.
With pearls of wisdom.
From the porch.
From the porch.
Yeah.
Well, and it's, guess what? It's going to be a funky new year.
It's going to be a funky new year. You got to look up. You got to look up the song. You've got to hear it because who sings it? The Eagles.
The Eagles actually did a song called "The Funky New Year" or "Funky New Year." And it's really, really cool.
Yeah, it was really.
And I don't know why I've never heard it.
Okay. So.
But anyway, we digress, of course, because we're always about music.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
So, what did you do?
What did I do?
Yeah.
I actually karaoke DJ'd for a bar here in town.
And I missed it.
You did miss it. It was a good time too. It was really one of those nights that it was kind of strange because like everybody had already been there on Friday night.
Oh.
And then Saturday night when I get over there, and it was a last minute thing. So you get over there and there's like 20 people in the bar or something like this. And then they slowly started coming in and slowly coming in. And the next thing you know, we were having one heck of a party when New Year's or midnight rolled around.
You're having a funky New Year.
Yeah, we were. We were getting down and they were getting drunk.
Funky New Year.
you know, it's always, you know, it's kind of crazy because there's always things when you work in a bar in a situation like that. Mm-hmm. There's always signs of a good time.
What's the signs?
One of them is usually if the cops show up.
Oh, no, that's not good. That's not good.
Well, no, that's always a sign that it was a good party.
Did the cops show up?
Nope, no cops this time. It's the number, the second thing.
What happened?
Some dude fell into the Christmas tree, knocked over my speaker, knocked over the Christmas tree.
That was a funky new year.
So it wasn't so good for him. And he turned out, by the way, I find out that he turned out safe.
Okay,
so everything's safe. Somebody else drove him home, those kind of things. But it's just kind of one of those signs that, yep, we had a good party.
Well, and you've got to think, it's the new year. People were kind of unleashing that night. And
He unleashed all right.
And we are several days into the new year. And I'm just curious about all of you. You made resolutions. You said there are things that you wanted to do and things that you were going to do and all this other stuff that you did. You know how, you know, Brian and I were saying, don't do resolutions. Do them now. Don't wait. That kind of thing. Well, how are you doing on those things that we know you did anyways?
I know there was somebody sitting down at the, you know, at Christmas dinner going, this is what I'm going to do for New Year's. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. I know there's people out there who did
it. Yeah, so we know it's one of you.
And there's nothing wrong with setting goals.
No,
but make sure they're goals, not resolutions.
Well, and we want you to, yeah, set goals and to actually put plans in place in order to do them. And with the new year coming, you know, so we have a new background.
We changed things up just a little bit.
Changed a little thing. And we didn't do our intro because, hey.
We did do our intro.
We did? Oh.
Yes, we did.
Oh, I missed it.
Yeah.
So.
We didn't do our.
Our video.
Canned video.
Yeah, no. Our video.
No, we're getting to the point these days. We don't need all those 30 seconds of TV commercial. Makes my life easier.
It's a funky new year, I guess. Okay. Well, the thing is with the new year, the new you, what did I read the other day on social media? It was something about everyone does really well on their resolutions till the mid month of January. So like January 19th, if you can make it past the 19th and still keep doing what you said you were going to do, you're on a good roll. Keep going.
Yeah. Well, it's just like businesses. If you think about it, businesses, 3 years. Most businesses do not last past 3 years.
So
if you can make it past year one, first of all, it's actually really incredible. Once you get past year one, you still have to get past year two and three. Mm-hmm. So if you get past three, success is in the cards for you. And this is on the average. This is most cases. Now, I do understand after I actually had the retail store, the comic book store, I finally realized why so many businesses actually, small businesses, actually fail after the first or within the first year.
Why is that?
Because the government wants everything.
Oh.
They need, you got to pay a fee to file so that you can pay taxes. This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. So I got to pay a couple hundred dollars to get a license so that I can pay taxes.
So you're legit.
so that you're legit. Mm-hmm. No, I understand being legit and stuff like that. But when you're looking at that, and then if you have a restaurant, you have to have this. And if you have a bar, you have to have this. Well, and if you have
well, you also need the employee compensation plan and all those kind of things.
Oh, yeah. There's just so many things.
There's just a lot going on. So.
Yeah, so if you can succeed in the first year, many, many kudos. Clap your hands for that. Clap.
That's what I was saying. Well, and I'm just thinking it's new year, new you, new everything. Mm-hmm. You notice my hair went straight? You want to know
it
why?
Did.
Because it's really cold in Colorado and it's dry.
But there's snow outside. How can it be dry?
It's very dry hair still. My hair
it's like being at 100% humidity and it's not raining.
Yeah, well, my hair doesn't make sense. So let's hope it doesn't stay this way because I don't know what to do. Anyways, so new hair, new you, new job, new outlook on life. Mm-hmm. What are your plans for new year, for the whole new year? What's your end goal? What do you
well I have I actually have a short one.
What is it?
The book.
Oh no, that's gonna be done by the end of
that's gotta be done by February. April or something, right?
It's gotta be done by the end of February.
Oh geez, thanks. Anyhow, for those of you who are curious, I'm actually working on two books. One of them is kind of my life story. The other one I actually want to put together a, what do you call those?
Compilation book.
A compilation. That's a big word. a compilation of stories from people who are adopted and may or may not have found their parents.
Yes.
If they found their parents or if they found their siblings.
If they found a connection.
Some kind of a connections to their bio parents, if you will. So I want to put all that together. And you're telling me I have to be done by the end of February?
Do it quickly.
Do it quickly. Okay.
Yes. And my thing is when the idea comes to your head, you want to start doing it. And the thing is with books is you can always republish. So you can always get people in, start getting the momentum going. And like right now, if you have a adoption story or you know someone who has one, connect them over to us because Brian is looking for more authors in this book and you can be part of this whole
And it doesn't matter. I want every kind of story. So it doesn't matter if they're good or bad stories, however you look at them, because my story, it was storybook because I found my mom and she was the most wonderful lady in the world. And she was a lot like me, by the way.
a little biased there. Okay.
But we got along great. Excuse me. Found a half sister, half brother, different things of that nature. And then turn around 10 years later, because there's actually a story behind why it took so long. But 10 years later, found my dad, my birth father. And guess what? He was open arms.
Yes.
It worked out great. So my story, and found another brother and sister, but my story is fantastic, but your story doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be the storybook ending.
And yes, it doesn't have to be.
And that's the thing is he wants to gather these stories to share to the world that, you know, adoptions happen and mm-hmm. that you, for the younger folks out there who are saying, but I'm adopted and what am I going to be like? Read these stories from other people who've gone through this entire process. It's sharing to the world that, you know, what I think is really cool about Brian's story is he found his birth parents and he's a lot like both of them. Mm-hmm. So that whole nurture versus nature thing is like comes into play. And so these stories that you'll be sharing, and if you know mm-hmm. someone, have them come share because people need to learn that not everything happens sequentially, but you know, they happen the way they happen and you see how they grow and how you turned out because your birth parents were really excited to find out that you're a pretty decent guy.
Right. Well, there's some people I have met that their parents don't want anything to do with them. Mm-hmm. They knocked on the door and they slammed the door in their face. Some of them literally, some of them figuratively, but there's those kind of stories. There's other ones. And especially in our age group, what I'm finding is there's a lot of, records that have been lost and stuff. And I've gotten actually to the point where I'm really curious whether the stories that I hear about the fires, the floods of the courthouses and stuff, if they're just excuses. Not that they actually happened, but somebody didn't want to do the searching or somebody was hiding something or whatever, because it seems like everybody I've talked to who have started their searches, they had that story. There was a flood or a fire in the basement of the courthouse and all the records are lost. And other ones, those are sealed or those are locked. Well, there's, you know, who knows?
So definitely.
I didn't really want to get off on that topic today.
If you know someone who's been adopted or have adopted children,
Right.
That'd be a really cool way of reaching out to Brian. Just, you know, go to the Denim and Pearls and say, hey, I've got a story. I've got an author, or I have a friend who I need to connect you to, anything like that.
Yes.
Because this will be a big deal.
Yeah, this isn't going to be small. I have a feeling this is going to.
Which is why I say start it now, because you may start with 10 authors and it will come out again with more stories.
Yeah.
Once people hear the first stories, they'll do, oh, I have a story too. And I want to share that too. And he'll have that book series that will keep going where you can keep sharing.
More stories or war stories?
More. Some might be war stories. And the thing is like in our age group, a lot of the adoptions, it was war stories where the man went away and the woman was alone and she's like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
And they gave up their baby, you know, that kind of thing. So our age group had a lot of, Vietnam babies.
Oh yeah. Yeah. There was a lot of stuff in there. There's lots of factors, and part of the factors too. And this also, I think we need to roll this back into our New Year stuff.
Yes.
But I think part of the factors is the times they are changing. The times back then in the 1960s,
let's say 50s,
everything was right. Everything was hush hush, or the girl that was pregnant, the woman that was pregnant, got sent off to live with the aunt and uncle that nobody talked to, and deliver the baby, and then come back and go, "What baby are you talking about?" I mean, there was a lot of that, at least from the stories that I've heard.
Yes. So, do you have a story? Share. Yeah. And now we'll go back to the new year because...
Well, all of that falls back into our new year.
It does.
It really does, because things, they are changing, and it's always changing. Are you up with technology these days in your business? If you're not, maybe it's time to learn. Maybe it's time to learn what Facebook is. I don't care how old you are. I mean, all of this stuff can be done. Yeah, or YouTube, or, you know, pick your poison, because a lot of businesses succeed because they're put out into that social media world.
And that's the important thing, the social media world, because, woo, what was that? The thing is with the whole social media world is the world is global now. I mean, after the pandemic and we all shut down, we all went online. If you're in a business and you're avoiding online, you might want to start looking at how can you bring your product to the masses, because we aren't just next door neighbors and, you know, trading eggs across the fence anymore. We are selling globally and we're communicating globally. So new year.
I think a good comparison with that is, because we all know the stories, whether we were around them or not. If you think of the Amish or the old days, in the Western days, an old fashioned barn raising. You know, you could be the guy sitting there going, I need a barn and it's going to take me some time to build this, and I can't afford to have somebody else, pay somebody else to go do it. So I'm going to build this barn myself. Or you can reach out to your neighbors, in other words, social media, and you can raise that barn yourself, or with a group of friends.
Well,
it takes a village.
Well, like with me in my business, I'm an executive speaking coach. I train speakers. Well, I've partnered with a group that has all these entrepreneurs and small businesses coming in. And I keep thinking I need to build my own group and my own, you know, club where people come and we meet once a month or a week, whatever, and talk. And what I found is maybe I don't have to do that. I integrate myself into the other networks that are already doing it. And then I can give my service without having to say, okay, this is all speakers. This is only about speakers. No, I deal with businesses and entrepreneurs.
Right.
Well, then might as well go in and train into those other groups instead of creating our own.
Right. Well, the group concept is great. I mean, what do they call that when you ask for money on those websites, GoFundMes and that kind of stuff? What is that? That's group participation. That's people helping you out that feel that your cause is something they want to invest in.
Well, and we've talked about that before. I mean, in an earlier podcast where we say, you know, stay in what you're really good at. I'm very good at speaking. I'm not very good at, you know, details and computer stuff. So I partnered with Brian because he knows all this tech stuff.
So she's just using me.
I'm using him for his tech, but he also is using me for, you know, the writing and all that kind of thing. So we've partnered that way because he's good at the things I'm not at, and I'm good at the things he's actually pretty decent at. So, but whatever it is we trade. And when you're in a group, a networking group like that, you can trade with each other on how you do things. Or, you know, I need an accountant, but I don't know who to trust. Well, I'm an accountant. I can help you. You know, that kind of thing. Or I don't specialize in that, but I have friends who are in that kind of thing that special. That is what networking does. That's what networking groups do. Right. So if you don't have one, that might be something you might want to think about, because
Well, another thing too is, especially in that networking world, if you don't know the accountant, talk to somebody who knows everybody. That person who's willing to share their friends with you so that you can share business and all those other types. And the reason why I say that is a lot of times I might know two or three accountants, but I know one that's probably of those one or three, I know, or out of those three, I know one that your personality may fit with.
Exactly.
I mean, because that's huge.
Well, and you've heard that whole saying of, you know, people do business with those they know, like, and trust. Well, no, there's a lot of people I know, like, and trust that I don't give my business to.
Right.
Why? Well, because I don't click with them that way. So there's more than just know, like, and trust.
Right.
It's know, like, trust, and know that they've got my business and I trust them with that kind of thing. They might be great people, but.
Right. But they might not be timely.
Yeah.
And you may need to be somebody that needs that timeliness, or somebody who just doesn't care and just get it done when you get it done. You know, everybody, it all, that sharing of that information is sharing that knowledge.
Oh, and I'm going to plug him again. He's also, he designs web pages and things like that. I mean, I'm just happy to click the button.
This is Brian Day.
Yeah, it's Brian Day, because I'm just happy to click a button. So think about things like that in your new year, the new you. What do you need to revamp in your world that needs to bring you to the next year? So what do you want to do? What do you want to grow as? What do you want your business to do? If your website's not reflecting it, or you're scattered around all the different social medias as something different, or you used to be this and now you're this and then you became this, and all your different platforms are saying, well, like with you.
Like yours that needs organized?
Yeah. You know, something like, well, it's this, and then now you're this, and they're like, wait a minute, what does this person do?
Right.
You know, maybe you need to ramp up that.
I say you need to clean your closet.
Clean out your closet.
Just because you have, you know, Gucci shoes and what's those red ones?
Prada?
Prada shoes and stuff like that. If they're not organized and being well taken care of, You might want to think about doing that.
Or if you're not using them.
Right. If you're not using them, or get rid of them. Clean out your closet, organize it. All the red shoes over here and the black
something
shoes.
Something as simple as brick and mortar. Let's say you have a restaurant. Okay, you have a restaurant and you stopped serving stuffed mushrooms about a year and a half ago, but they're still on your menu. And every time someone comes in, you say, oh, I'm sorry, we're out of the mushrooms.
Oh,
or you have a big red scratch out on the menu.
That drives me crazy.
Clean it up, fix it, get rid of it, and make something.
Reprinting costs are not that bad.
Yeah, that's kind of what we're talking
about. Unless you've got one of those menus that, you know, it's got leather bound, but even those that you can usually change them.
Well, if they're leather bound, then get the mushrooms. But anyways, basically, that's the kind of thing we're talking about, is in your life, in your business, what are you using? Go reflect back on that, because I know you were already. Reflect on what are you using, what are you not. Purge the things that you aren't. Purge the things that you're not doing anymore. And clean up your acts so that, for your business at least, you are showing up in brand.
I have a little story that happened this week while you were gone.
What?
I got a phone call from a person who was referred from a friend, okay, that I've known for a long time. This person wanted some social media help, different things like that. And I was like, okay, I'll call them, see what they want. Well, they wanted somebody who could sit down and do their entire social media all the time for a new business that was coming to play. Put it down, write the scheduling, write the things like this. And that was the first time in my life that I've ever talked to somebody that I was referred to and said, I can't do that. It's not my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
It was above and beyond my time. You know, I could do it. Don't get me wrong.
There's a lot of things we can do that you shouldn't do.
Right. And then she wanted SEO. So social media optimization is what it's, or social, SEO, whatever. Search engine optimization. Sorry.
Why he doesn't do it.
Right. Well, it's not that. It's the fact that it gets really, really technical and it gets deep. And in fact, people pay like $10,000 a month to do SEO. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I may have a small talent of doing it, but I'm sure not comfortable enough doing it and charging you for it.
Yeah.
Give me $30. I'll throw something together for you. to pay me $10,000 to do something that I'm just not qualified for. Probably.
Well,
not.
That you're familiar with, but
right, familiar with,
but that's not your 24/7 job. So
no.
Remember what your wheelhouse is and what you're really good at. Whatever your business is set for, what does it do, and make sure that you're actually doing what you say you do.
Uh huh.
That's about it.
Yeah. I mean, I step out of my wheelhouse a lot just because of the fact that I know so many different topics, so many things. Well, but I know them to a certain degree. But there's people out there who specialize in things that I dabble in.
Of course.
And I think you're the same way. I think most of our people out there was kind of the same.
Yes, that's what
way.
Entrepreneurs do. We've all done a little bit of everything. And then we settled on something and went, okay, this is what I'm really good at. I mean, as a speaker coach, I say I'm a speaker coach, but even at my boot camp that I'm doing in January, plug, January 24th, 27th, I'm going to be talking about business as a speaker. So although I'm a speaker coach, I'm training on what happens behind the curtain because it's part of what I do. But I'm not going to say, okay, but this is how media works. And this is how, no, I don't do that. I brought someone else in who's going to be speaking on publications. And
well, you got somebody speaking on clothes, right?
I've got someone talking about,
how to dress,
what to wear for success. I've got another person talking about press releases, because I understand the importance of them, but I don't do them. I've got someone coming in and talking about writing books and how to write them and how to get them out in 30 days, that kind of thing. I can do it.
I need that help.
Yes, you do, because he doesn't listen to me and those kind of things. So, oh, and I've got someone else talking about personalities and how to read an audience and how to judge how you do your branding about who you're reaching.
So DISC?
No.
Oh, good.
No. Mamie's coming to talk about bank code. So
there's still another one that's confusing to me, but
yeah,
that's
but
okay.
Anyways, she's going to be training on that. So although I'm doing speaking, I brought in experts to talk about all the things that go around speaking. So just like Brian, he does his financial stuff, but he also does a lot of techie stuff. And he stays in those two lanes with tech and financials, and then he refers out for the other things. So what do you do in your business that you've gotten sidetracked on, where you're doing more than you really should, and you're veering away from what your business is really meant to do? So keep that in mind.
I just thought of another one.
What?
See my books? Hand my mother books. Hand me my books. Just hand me the pile.
Oh my gosh.
I was on a mission.
Oh gosh.
I know they're heavy. I was on a mission, and I've been on this mission for a couple years.
He's a nerd.
Slightly. Okay. Well, y'all know I owned a comic book store.
Will they be able
to
see this with the flesh?
Yeah, they should be able to see it. So I collected Harley Quinn.
There she is.
And as you can see, this one's graded. And if you need more about that, I can always refer you to it. But this is a 9.6 graded out of a 10. Okay. So that was one of the ones that Harley was in. And then this is another one that Harley was in. It's what it's called a key book. So she was in there for something, some reason, and it was special. Okay. But what I want to get into was the fact that I finally finished my Harley collection. And it's a point that goals and getting things done. It really is. And it's taken me about 5 years to finally finish my collection. And
ta-da!
I finished it with this. Oops. Oh, where's the light? Too
there
much light. There we go.
That girl.
I finally finished it. This is the first appearance in a comic book of Harley Quinn. So
there she is.
Yep. So now my collection is complete. My goal is complete.
Now he needs a new goal. So finish the book.
Exactly. So now I need a new goal. So I'm going to write my own book so somebody will collect those later.
Yeah. So, funky new year. What fun are you bringing into your life? And what are you going to do with your business to bring it to the next level? We're always growing and we're always learning. So
we have to
keep learning, keep growing.
And changing. Always got to
change.
Exactly. Keeping up with the times.
Yes. That's our message for New Year.
It is. Just keep up with the times. It really is.
And if you have any stories about adoptions, if you know anybody.
Back to adoptions.
I think it's huge. And I think it's a huge book that people need to hear, because it's we grew up in an age where people didn't talk about being adopted. It was a hush, hush, oh my gosh, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And nowadays, I look at it as, wow, someone loved you enough to choose you.
That's that you hear that a lot.
I think that's the coolest
thing. You actually hear that a lot. Somebody chose you. You didn't just get born into the family.
Yeah,
you know, aren't you the lucky one when you're just born into the family?
See, and now he's got two sets of parents. So one set has passed away now, but now he's got another yeah. another.
And I use that on stage, actually. How many here have four parents?
Yeah. He's going to be telling that story at the my boot camp, by the way.
Oh, I am?
Yeah, because we're going to be working on it. So.
Something new
happy
to me.
Happy New Year.
She was telling me something I don't know.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
So, are we done?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure we said Happy New Year to everybody. And remember, you want to make it a funky New Year because.
Funky.
Funky New Year. Have fun. Go do what you love. And keep smiling.
Keep a smiling.
Yeah. So,
okay.
Toodaloots. We'll see you next week.
Peace.
Nathan's voice.